It's Virgin Radio, soon to be known as Absolute Radio. I'm going to tell you the real reason behind that as well, because I feel the need to be honest with you, the listener. I say there's a relationship we built up. It's an intimate time of night to be on the radio, so I'll go into that shortly. You may have heard part of the story, but I will be able to give you the whole thing. If you want to know why we're changing the name from Virgin Radio to Absolute Radio, stay tuned. I'll be getting into that soon. But before that, it's time now for Strong Opinion with Annabelle Port in tonight's Porting Controversy. Annabelle, which topic will you be tackling this evening?
Everybody loves the Muppets.
Here's Annabelle, Porting Controversy.
I heard the news last week that the Muppets may be coming back to the television, but have been so disgusted that I haven't been able to talk about it until now without actual bile pouring from my mouth and staining my clothes. As many people know, the Muppets are all left-handed, so I'm currently doing a GCSE in physics part-time so that I can invent time travel and then send them all back to the 17th century when left-handedness was considered a sign of the devil, so that they are hung, drawn and quartered, then burnt at the stake. That is my aim, because they are so wrong. For example, adult Muppets are puppets, but the Muppet Baby show revealed that as children they were cartoons. They were 2D. This freakish genetic anomaly is quite clearly the result of all that interspecies breeding that goes on. And let that be a warning to you if you are thinking about doing it with a badger. Plus, look at Miss Piggy and Kermit and think to yourself, why is it okay for a frog to do it with a pig when there was outrage after that girl who had an affair with Beckham masturbated a pig? Logistically, I actually think a human and a pig are better matched than a frog and a pig, although I'd like to point out that I don't condone either. Yes, this Kermit is a deviant, and a deviant that always wears a kind of green bunting collar. Is he permanently in the midst of an identity crisis and thinking he's a cul-de-sac in the 1977 Silver Jubilee? Because, I'm sorry, it's even weirder that a cul-de-sac is at it with a pig. And anyway, Miss Piggy, yeah, that's a good name. I might start calling myself Miss Humany, perhaps. But there is one thing I am sure of, and that is that the Muppets are really badly rubbish.
Thank you, Annabelle. Good point, well made. I only say that because I say it every night. That to me is perhaps the most offensive yet.
Good. Doing my job well then.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the Muppets.
Really?
Yeah, it's the Muppets that, after seeing the Muppets, I decided that showbiz was the career for me. That, Schroeder out of Peanuts, who played the piano. Oh. And the kids from Fame. What? I think those are fine influences. Oh. I feel dirty after listening and laughing to you say all those terrible things about the Muppets. In fact, I spent Saturday night this week YouTubing clips of The Muppet Show. Oh, Harry Belafonte was a fantastic special guest star.